Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Democratic and Republican Senate negotiators say they have reached an agreement on an infrastructure package. A procedural vote on the measure could be held tonight. GOP Senator Rob Portman of Ohio says the group's still working on legislative text. Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, who led talks for the Democrats, says they're all very excited. In the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's encouraged but would not yet commit to passing the measure as is.
Our chairman of our committee of jurisdiction is saying that we'd like to see it, and perhaps we may have to have some discussion about it. But I can't commit to passing something that I don't even know what it is yet, but I'm hoping for the best.
Pelosi says she will not bring the legislation to a vote until the Senate passes a budget resolution outlining the terms of a $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. President Biden is giving strong consideration to requiring federal employees to provide proof of vaccination. There are nearly 3 million federal workers. This is the Delta variant causes coronavirus cases to surge in the U.S. NPR's Tamara Keith reports an announcement is expected later this week.
Making vaccines widely available was enough to get millions of Americans vaccinated. But the pace of vaccinations has hit a low plateau, and the White House is looking for new ways to break through. President Biden was asked about one idea.
Will you require all federal employees to get vaccinated?
That's under consideration right now.
A source familiar with the deliberations tells NPR the White House is giving, quote, strong consideration to requiring federal employees to confirm their vaccination status. If unvaccinated, they would have to follow stringent protocols, including wearing a mask, even in areas of low COVID transmission, and undergoing regular testing. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
In Britain, the transport minister says authorities in England will allow fully vaccinated visitors from the United States and European Union to travel to the UK without having to quarantine. Villa Marks reports from London the new relaxed rules go into effect next week.
After weeks of criticism from the travel industry and lobbying from airlines, some visitors can once more fly into London's major airports without the prospect of 10 days stuck indoors. They must be fully inoculated. Before the pandemic, the US and EU included the 9 largest origin markets for British tourism, which has struggled immensely in the past 18 months. Despite one of the fastest vaccine rollouts in any large country, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has been hesitant to reopen its borders. That followed criticism of the failure to close them, which allowed the highly transmissible Delta variant to be seeded by travellers from India, where that variant was first identified. For NPR News, I'm Villa Marks in London.
The U.S. is maintaining its restrictions on a host of countries. This is NPR News. A Chinese agricultural entrepreneur and billionaire has been sentenced to 18 years in prison after months-long detention and trial. His sentencing comes amid several high-profile law and order campaigns that have nabbed thousands of businessmen and reduced the influence of other billionaires in the country. NPR's Emily Fang has details.
Sun Dawu has always been a farmer at heart. Even after beginning his conglomerate, Dawu Group, he remained active advising policymakers on how to economically develop China's villages. And he turned his hometown just a few hours away from Beijing into a thriving company town. He also has been a longtime supporter of political activists. Last year, he became embroiled in a land dispute with a neighboring state-owned farm. He and much of his family were arrested after his employees came to blow with the farm's employees. Today, he was sentenced with many former employees and relatives for obstructing government agencies and provoking trouble. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
The governors of Nevada and California were slated to pay a visit this morning to a border area badly burned by one of several large wildfires in the western U.S. The Tamarack Fire south of Lake Tahoe scorched more than 100 square miles. The lightning spark fire burned at least 23 buildings and prompted evacuations affecting roughly 2,000 residents on both sides of the state line. Wildfires burning across the West have been fueled by recent extreme heat waves, conditions that scientists say are intensified by climate change. The Dow is down 121 points since the open. This is NPR News.